So, my dear brothers and sisters, today is known as Good Shepherd Sunday because on this fourth week of Easter, we always read the Gospels always about God and Jesus as the shepherd and we as the sheep. And it's also an important Sunday in the year. It's a Sunday of prayer for vocations. I always love this, I always love to hear this gospel because it really is a beautiful reminder of who God is for us and what we are called to do. And as I was listening, as I was saying the opening prayer today, there was an interesting link that really caught my attention because it spoke about listening, but in order to listen, there is something that the sheep need first, which is more than ears. The sheep needs, and it said it in the opening prayer, it spoke about being humble. You see, my dear brothers and sisters, one very important requirement to listening and listening well is humility. And I think I even remember learning this even in a non-religious context when I was in grammar school. Now I didn't understand it then, and now I understand it a little better, but at least back when I was in grammar school, you always had those, you had to listen to the story and then be able to answer questions to it. And I wasn't always very good at that. And that was for a lot of reasons. I have a little bit of a learning disability being one of them. But another part of it was that I always thought I knew where the story was going. And so instead of listening to the story, I was already, you know, so I had a hard time answering the questions because I thought I knew everything. I thought I knew the story. And that's because I didn't have the humility in listening. Now, that's also because I was a child, because I had a learning deficiency and some other reasons. But, you know, listening is an art. And it's an art that we are missing, vastly missing in today's society. The art of listening. And you know why we're losing? We've lost the art of being able to listen. Is because we are so entrenched in what we know, or I should better say, in what we think we know, that how can we listen when we know everything? How can we listen to the other? How can we listen to our neighbor? How can we hear what the other person is saying if we already know everything? And this, unfortunately, this attitude of ours seeps many times into our relationship with God. It's why we have a hard time listening to the voice of God. It's not that God doesn't speak. You see, my dear brothers and sisters, the problem is not that God is not speaking. We attribute the problem to God. I hate to be a bearer of bad news. The problem is in God. The problem is we stop listening. We stop hearing the voice of God. We stop following the voice of God. Because it's very easy to replace that voice with our own. And I think that I'm going to go out on a limb. It may get cut off from behind me, but it's okay. I'm going to go out on a limb that all of us have the same issue. I may be wrong. It's possible. But how many times, how much time, and let's see how wrong we are by asking ourselves a question. how much time do we spend listening to the voice of God, asking Him what we should do in any situation? I mean, I hope that we do, but I don't know because I think that somehow if you're like me, which I think you are, and I'm like you, I think that we're very good at doing this. We're very good at saying to God, "Okay, God, thank you for helping me to wake up today. I am grateful for that. And here is the plan of the day. And please, Lord, while you're at it, just, I gave you the plan. This is what I want to do today. Please, you bless it because this is what I want to do." And then when what we want doesn't happen, have you ever noticed that you get upset? Or maybe it's just me. Is it just me? Maybe it's just me. It could be. I have a sinking suspicion it's not, but it could be. And we get upset, we get angry, and we get frustrated. And then we say to God when things aren't going right, we say it without saying it directly. We say, "Well, God, if you did it my way, it'd be okay. This would be fine." But many times that's because we have lost the art of listening, of being open not only to each other, but of being open to God and of having the humility to understand God does not want to make our life miserable. This is why in the gospel it says, "I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly." God didn't come to say, I came so that I could make your life miserable. I came so that you could have life. And my dear brothers and sisters, what we have to understand is following the voice of God is what is going to give us that life. It is only in following the voice of God, it is only in listening to the voice of God that you and I will find true life. That we will find true happiness. And that requires the gift of humility. Because to listen requires us to first and foremost admit that we don't know what we're doing. We don't know what we're doing. We don't know how to handle every situation. We don't know the answer to every one of our problems. And so because we don't, that is meant to put us in a vulnerable decision and to say before the Lord, "Lord, it's true, I don't know what to do, but I'm listening. I'm listening." And God, who is a Father who loves us, will show us the way if we follow the voice, if we are open to the voice. And this is with everything in life. This is why today is a prayer day for vocations, is because every vocation, and this is a practice that we should do in every aspect of our life and our daily prayer with God, but also when we're looking for our vocation, whether it be to marriage, to the priesthood, to the religious life, is to be open to what God is calling us to. even in marriage, to listen to the voice of God instead of going to God and saying, "Look, God, this I have this plan to marry this woman or this man." Maybe the first question should be, "Lord, show me, who do you want me to marry?" Or, "Lord, show me, do you want me to enter the priesthood? Do you want me to enter the religious life? Because maybe, Lord, you have a better plan for my life." And this is something that we have to teach our children. Because if we have lost the art of listening, they have lost the art of listening. Because we don't teach them to listen to the voice of God. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, so on this very important day, as we come to this Eucharist, we truly ask the Lord that we may have the gift of humility, of being able to listen to God's plan for our life. Let us stand and profess our faith.